Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello and welcome to the show. I really appreciate you joining me today. It's a beautiful day. It's going to be a great day. Hope you're all having a wonderful weekend and get out and enjoy it. Now, today we are doing a Teeth Across America episode. It is episode 292. It's kind of a Teeth Across America because we didn't go very far. I went to Reynoldsburg. How about that? I didn't even need the rolling studio for that. I just kind of drove out there. Anyway, what it is I met a gentleman, Dr. James E. Hicks. He's a chiropractic physician and acupuncturist in Reynoldsburg and a pretty interesting guy. And guess what? I've never been to a chiropractor. Might be one of the few people alive that hasn't. And I thought, you know what, this is interesting. I want to learn a little bit more about it. And so I thought, let's go ahead and go out to Dr. Hicks' office. Before we do the interview, though, let me just remind folks that you can go to our office Facebook page, Dr. Kvitko and Associates, and like us. That would be wonderful. Follow me and on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko. And the Dr. Kvitko Charitable Fund, I talk about that a lot because we try to raise money for our initiatives that we do, which is Dentistry from the Heart, Team Smile. We raise money for Down syndrome and a lot of different outreach things that I'm involved in. And so we are holding the 7th Annual Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic, and for the purpose of raising money for that. It will be September 14th at Broadview Golf Course. There is an 8:30 a.m. shotgun start scramble format. $100 a person, $400 a team. And as I mentioned, the proceeds will go to our dental initiatives, the Dr. Kvitko Charitable Fund, primarily Dentistry from the Heart. Okay, so if you would like to join us, and please do, call 262-9588. Or, that's the office. Or you can send us a letter or something. You can send it to 4308 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio, 43214, or an email to drkvitko@aol.com. We'd love to have you, and all the money will be put to great use, okay? All right, so as I mentioned, we have Dr. James E. Hicks. I did an interview with him. The interview was actually yesterday, which you'll hear. But first, let me go ahead and read you his bio. Dr. James Hicks is a licensed chiropractic physician in Ohio, Kansas, and Georgia. He received his bachelor's degree from the prestigious United States Military Academy at West Point. He served in the United States Army as a commissioned officer and tours of duty in the U.S. Army Reserves. Dr. Hicks received his doctorate of chiropractic degree with cum laude honors from Cleveland Chiropractic College. Dr. Hicks also has a naturopathic medical doctor degree from the American Naturopathic Institute. He is a contributing author of two books, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health, and Neck Pain, You Don't Need It, and two ebooks, The Ultimate Way to Wellness and How to Thrive in the Modern World. He is a certified disability examiner and holds a diplomat status with the American Academy of Pain Management and is National Board Certified in Acupuncture with the National Board of Chiropractic Examiners. He is a chiropractor certified by the Chiropractic State Board to practice acupuncture in Ohio, and is a fellow and diplomat with the International Academy of Medical Acupuncture and with the International Academy of Chiropractic Acupuncture. He is a family herbalist with the School of Natural Healing. Dr. Hicks is an energy practitioner and is a graduate of the Energetics International College of Bioenergetic Medicine and is certified to perform manipulation under anesthesia. Dr. Hicks operates a wellness-based clinic designed to restore health through natural means. He evaluates a person's health by using the 6 Steps to Wellness model to remove structural, emotional, nutritional, toxicity, allergies and sensitivities, and electrical pollution and interferences. He evaluates a person's health by using the 6 Steps to Wellness model to remove structural, emotional, nutritional, toxicity, allergies and sensitivities, and electrical pollution and interferences. Dr. Hicks has practiced chiropractic in Ohio since 1996. Since he began practicing chiropractic, he stays on top of his field and has kept up to date on numerous continuing educational classes, ensuring that his patients receive the most comprehensive and advanced chiropractic care. Total wellness is the goal through patient-centered ongoing education. He teaches patients how to take care of themselves through lifestyle changes, diet, exercise, cleanses, better nutritional choices, and eating habits. Dr. Hicks wishes to continue with higher education by pursuing a master's degree in nutrition. By pursuing and achieving this degree, it would help him better serve his patient base, local community, and universally through state and national public health talks and seminars. His ultimate goal is to be able to teach nutrition at the college level or preferably at one of the chiropractic colleges in the future. Dr. Hicks also wishes to mentor chiropractic students to better understand the importance and role of diet, nutrition, and exercise in a patient's overall path to wellness and maintenance of health. All right, so today my guest on the show, Dr. James Hicks. He is a chiropractic physician practicing in Reynoldsburg. And honestly, what we have done is I met with Dr. Hicks yesterday, met with him at his office. I wanted to come to his office. I wanted to see it rather than just have him into the studio. So I'm here. It's kind of like a Teeth Across America episode, although it didn't go very far. All right, so we are at 6480 East Main Street in Reynoldsburg. It's kind of early, but Dr. Hicks was very nice to come in and meet me at his office. So let's go knock on the door, I guess. All right, so hey, good morning, Dr. Hicks. How are you?
Doing fine. Thanks.
Thanks for coming in and meeting with me this morning. I'm going to let you go ahead and get settled because I know you probably have some lights to turn on, right? All right, so Dr. Hicks went around, turned on some lights so that we could see what we were doing. And now he's available to meet so that we can talk. Oh, and by the way, one of the reasons that we're here is Dr. Hicks and I met a couple of years ago, and then we met up again this April, and he was asking me about if I knew of any biological dentists that he could refer to, and it kind of opened my eyes to the notion I didn't know he would be looking for dental referrals, so we'll get on to that later. So Dr. Hicks, tell me what you do. Now, I've already read your bio, but those are some big words, and actually kind of long and pretty impressive, but in your own words, tell me what you do.
Yes, my name is Dr. Jim Hicks. I'm a chiropractor in Reynoldsburg, Ohio. And basically what chiropractors do is identify misalignments in the spine that put pressure on different nerves throughout the spine. And those nerves attach to all of our muscles and all the in organs like our stomach, heart, lungs, colon, kidneys, and so forth. So a lot of times these misalignments can cause for pain and discomfort. So we try to find those interferences and then remove them through adjustments that we do.
So I'm surprised that when I walked in the door, lots of bells and whistles didn't go off because I'm probably out of alignment and probably have all that stuff.
Yes, most people that have a spine end up with problems throughout their life because we have so many traumas that we think are kind of insignificant, and they begin in our childhood years by tumbling and falling around, wrestling with brothers and sisters and so forth. And that includes car accidents and work-related injuries.
Okay. And are there certain dental conditions that you can identify? So, for example, would you possibly be the one to diagnose someone with temporomandibular joint disease or something?
Exactly. We do come across that on occasion, typically from motor vehicle accidents.
Okay. And so you need a history to know if they've hit their head on the roof of the car or on the steering wheel or something like that?
Doctor, that's correct.
Okay. All right. So now tell me what the name of your practice is, because it's not just a chiropractic office. It's more.
Yes. We basically have two names. The first one is Hicks Chiropractic and Healing Arts Center. And then secondly, the Reynoldsburg Wellness Center.
Okay, and so that's to imply you encompass all of these things. So the Healing Arts Center, what makes that different from a chiropractic office?
Yes, we provide wellness services way beyond just the typical chiropractic office. So in other words, we focus in on the overall health through diet, nutrition, exercise, weight loss. We also provide massage, needle acupuncture, and nutritional counseling.
So if I come here, you're going to make me go on a diet?
Not exactly. It really depends on what your goal is. But interestingly, we teach classes once a month, primarily for those folks that want to try to lose weight. But it's really all about health. So we try to get folks on a real healthy diet, drinking plenty of good spring water, making sure they have adequate rest, and they're moving through exercise. So I feel that if we move right, think right, and eat right, long-term we'll be healthy.
Okay, now I was looking on your website, and I noticed that one of the things you mentioned was how people, if they have had chiropractic care or they're in a program with you, that if they do have an injury, it may not be as severe and they might recover from it faster. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Yes. Sometimes there are undetected sources of nerve damage that can manifest itself physically within the body through pain and discomfort. Sometimes those are hidden. The most obvious ones are those folks that have recently been injured in car accidents or work-related injuries or sports injuries, or normal aches and pains through being weekend warriors. And we see folks from infants all the way up to seniors for all different kinds of conditions.
Okay. And before we get on to some of the other kind of mundane questions, can we take a tour? Let's go around. I want to see, you've got all these rooms. You have pillows in the reception room. You have a cabinet over there with what looks like a bunch of medicine bottles. In front of me, there's another table that has products that I assume are for sale here. And, of course, there's also water and probably tea and coffee. And I don't know what else, but okay, so let's see. Let's come over here. Yeah, so there's this cabinet, and it has what looks like vitamins. And will you tell me what's in here?
Sure. This is our nutrition pharmacy, if you will. We carry whole food nutritional products, which includes vitamins, minerals, botanicals, herbs, and homeopathics. So based on some of the testing that we do here in the office, either through muscle testing or bioenergetic testing, we can really determine what products are energetically compatible with what the patient actually needs.
And where do these come from? I mean, who manufactures them? Are they made in the United States or...
Yes, these are all whole food nutritional products again. One of the companies that we use is called Energetics. They provide whole food nutritional products, nutrition plus homeopathics and botanicals. Standard Process is a company located in Palmyra, Wisconsin. They're actually the first nutrition company in the United States, and these are based on whole food nutritional products as well. And then we also use a product from NutriWest. And when I do muscle testing, these are the nutritional products that I use to, again, energetically match what a patient needs. And the important thing is this. A lot of the vitamins that we see in the drugstores or grocery stores are synthetic, which means that they're man-made. They're made like in a chemistry lab. And those are the kind of things that God really didn't intend for us to put in our bodies. And they're not complete. They're not whole. So when you take a synthetic vitamin, such as Centrum, it goes in your body. It has to find other cofactors in your bones and muscles to actually make that nutritional product work. When you take a whole food nutritional product, it goes in your body, and it's fully utilized by the body. If it is not needed, then we just urinate that out.
How do they know that it's a whole product? I mean, what kind of tests were done so they can determine the difference? And how do you find this stuff? Did they find it in a root or, you know, in a leaf, it buried in the woods? I mean, how do they know?
One example is when I talk about the Standard Process Nutrition, the founder was a dentist by the name of Royal Lee.
Okay, you got my attention now. Tell me his name again.
His name is Royal Lee. Just a real brilliant man. I believe back in the 1920s and 30s, did a lot of research on what kind of products would actually help the body heal. So they have an actual farm in Palmyra, Wisconsin, where they organically grow all their crops. So it's formulated there. It's certified through good manufacturing practices. You know, I've been up to Palmyra, Wisconsin twice now to visit their farms and watch the crops for one and how they're actually manufactured.
Well, okay. That's pretty neat. So anything else in here that is of note?
No, that's basically it. There's different products that we use, but those are the three basic companies that we utilize that we know that we can count on.
Okay, and so I do take a multivitamin, but which one would you suggest I'd be taking instead of the one I'm buying over the counter?
The very basic one is called Catalin. It has all different cofactors. It's vitamins to include some minerals.
Okay. All right. So this is here for people who are interested in that. Okay. So we have the reception desk, which is relatively standard. And then you've got this nice waiting room. And I like four of these chairs are the kind that they look like they
massage a person while they're seated? Yeah, is that what that is?
This is a reception area right here. When patients first walk in, they have a seat here to get comfortable. Then we've got four more chairs that do recline, and there's a vibration device in the back support, and the leg support does come up so the patient can recline. But once you turn it on, it's just a whole body massager just for total relaxation.
Okay, so have you ever had a case where somebody came and they're waiting for you for their turn, and they've been sitting in that chair, and then it's like by the time you're ready for them, and they say, "No, I'm good. I feel good now. I can go."
That happens rarely.
It actually happened?
It's just rarely, but you know, most folks when they come in, they just love that massage chair. But they know that one of the biggest reasons why they come is for the chiropractic spinal adjustment, and then based on the other therapies that we offer, it just hits a home run for a patient.
Okay, well, you know what? We have to go to a break. When we come back, I think I might, with your permission, we might test out that chair, and then we'll continue the tour. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Looking to lose that winter weight? Ready for summertime, pools, and wedding season? If so, New Leaf Health and Body is ready for you. New Leaf Health and Body provides a pain-free system without any side effects or downtime. The New Leaf approach reduces fat without painful exercise and crazy diets for men and women who want to lose inches, especially in those trouble spots. Shed those unwanted inches and be ready for the summer within weeks. Schedule your appointment today with New Leaf by calling 614-799-4610.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Are your teeth crooked, and while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years? What if I told you we could straighten your teeth in 6 months between now and your next cleaning? Would you be interested? Call us, 262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying
me.
Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. They have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives and the Ad Council.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kvitko, ici sur votre radio préférée.
Okay, and we're back. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and today I am interviewing Dr. Hicks, Dr. James Hicks. He practices at 6480 East Main Street in Reynoldsburg, and as you know, I came out to his office yesterday so that we could learn a little bit about this, because Dr. Hicks is more than just a chiropractor. He has so many other qualifications, one of which is acupuncture, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. But before the break, we were talking about the reception room and how we have these massage chairs. Do they make noise if we turn them on, Dr. Hicks?
Not a lot of noise. You just feel a vibration once it's turned on.
Can we turn one of them on?
Sure. Okay. You can have a seat right here if you'd like.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to find out if... okay. Okay, so it's reclining. Oh, the foot thing is coming up. And now there's something stabbing me in the back. No, it's not really stabbing. It feels pretty good. Oh, it's getting... It's really... it's getting... I must have some knots back there or something. What do you think?
Could be. This is really good because it passively exercises the entire spine, and at the same time just relaxes you.
Oh my goodness, that's really rubbing kind of tight. No, that's good, right?
Oh yeah, it's getting all those knots out.
So how long would somebody sit in here? What is the normal therapy for this chair?
It normally sets for about 15 to 20 minutes, and if we're not ready for that patient, they can reset it for another 15 to 20 minutes.
Okay, so yeah, it went all the way down down my back, and it's got some kind of a wooden or some hard kind of a thing in there that kind of just rolls across your back, right?
Doc, that's correct. There's a set of rollers that goes up and down the spine. It does different things just based on what you want it to do. So on the back of the console, there's different programs that allows the patient to really select the program that they want to target certain areas of their spine, whether it be their shoulders, the neck area, upper back, or the entire spine.
Wow. Huh, that's really good. I want to be 6'7". Can you do that?
Well, we might be challenged there.
I think we're both challenged, aren't we?
Exactly.
So it's not going to stretch me?
No, I have other methods to do that.
I bet, and we're probably going to see that room soon, right?
Yep.
Okay, all right. So we're going to turn this, I don't know if you can hear it or not. You can probably hear all the knots coming out of my back. Okay, so we're going to continue this tour. And I'm going to get out of this chair, if I can. Let's see if I can stand now. Oh, I feel a little bit taller. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so the reception area, it looks like there's one, two, three, what about four workstations?
Yes, we have front office staff primarily to greet patients and to also set their appointments. We also have an insurance department and also have the massage therapists come back up here, and they utilize computers to document a patient's experience by writing up their progress notes.
Oh, okay. Okay. And what is this? Okay, I'm at the front desk, and is this like an ice pack or something?
Exactly. That's an ice pack that we sell here in the office. And typically after a person's been injured, we always recommend ice-type therapy.
Okay. This is after the car accident or sports injury, not after you injure them, right?
That's correct.
Not after sitting in that chair. No, actually. Okay, so now, is this some kind of a special gel, or is it more of a, you have them here and it's easier just to say, here's an ice pack?
It's easy and convenient because a lot of times we're not really prepared for the injuries that we do incur. So when they do come visit the office, there's different things that we can offer right on the spot just to help facilitate recovery from their injuries. So an ice pack is one of those things. So typically, some folks don't have those at hand at home, so we do provide them here in the office to include homeopathic remedies for natural muscle relaxants and natural painkillers as well if they're needed.
Okay. All right. Okay, let's move on down. And what's this room over here to my right?
This is our consultation room. So after a patient comes in and fills out the appropriate forms, we bring them into the consultation room. It's a private room where initially they'll watch a video. The video just explains chiropractic care, some of the benefits for the wellness that's provided. That lasts for about 10, 15 minutes. And then when the video is complete, then I come in, review their history, go through a consultation, and really figure out why they're here.
Okay. All right. And it has another door over there. Is that in case they want to escape, or is that how you get out?
Kind of both. Actually, the back door there goes directly across the hall. So as soon as I'm done with the consultation, it's real convenient. We just walk out that back door and across the hall there and directly into the exam room.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. So let's see. I'll let you lead, although we can't get too far away from the microphone. But okay, so now we come down to a hall. There's this huge laundry tub type sink that we just passed. And the first room you're taking me into is?
This is our massage room, one of two massage rooms here in the office.
And is this the most popular room?
Yes, it is.
Because people, so they don't necessarily have to be or feel like they're sick to come. They can just come for a therapeutic medical type massage.
Doc, that's correct. It's part of their therapy plan, for one. We do have patients that just come here just for massage therapy on a cash basis. Some patients come here because they see some of our advertising through Groupon ads, and so we do provide those kind of massages, anywhere from 30 minutes, 60 minutes, or hour and a half.
Is this room in use all day?
Pretty much. It's very popular.
So you have a couple massage therapists, or how many?
That's correct. I have two massage therapists right now.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. And then let's see. We have this eye chart. So you do optometry on the side. What's this?
Not really. It's part of our physical exam. It's to determine whether they have 20/20 vision, far vision.
Okay. Now, 20/20 vision means you can see something from 20 feet away.
That's right.
And that if you have 20/30 vision, it means that you have to be 20 feet away from something that the average person could see from 30 feet away.
That's correct, Doc.
Okay. All right. And is this the same eye chart?
Yes, it is.
Have you memorized it?
No, I haven't.
I just wondered. It seems like after a while we'd all know and we could just kind of like cheat.
You'd wonder sometimes how folks pass their eye exam, but you never think about cheating.
No, me neither. But But it is, I know they have those ones where it's hard to discern, like the E's and the F's and the Z. And as you can see, I wear glasses now. I didn't used to. But I turned 50 and my arms got too short. I couldn't read the newspaper anymore. You ever had that problem?
No, not really. I hope I don't experience that.
Okay. Is there anything you can do to stave off somebody's eyesight waning or not really?
Well, it's one of the things that we do. When I do a muscle test, I do test the eyes. And if there's a weakness there, there's whole food nutrition, again, that we can match up energetically, either because they have the onset of macular degeneration or cataracts.
Interesting. Now, my understanding with most of the folks like me, where I teasingly say my arms got too short, is that the lens of the eye kind of gets harder as we age, and so the muscles that actually would contort the lens into a certain shape so that we can focus, they can't mold the lens anymore because it's gotten hard.
I think that's true. The thing that I really focus in on is what the body tells me. So when I do the muscle test, and I can demonstrate that on you if you'd like, I just test the eyes just to see if there's strength there and whether there's going to be an issue that's creeping up on a patient.
Really? So what would that test be? How would we do that?
Basically, I have the patient just sit on the exam table, and I just test their deltoid muscle as their indicator muscle. I test it in the clear to make sure it's strong initially. And then I just use my other hand just to test the eyes. And if the muscle or if the arm goes weak on the patient, that lets me know that there's an issue there that we can help correct through whole food nutrition.
Interesting. Okay, so maybe we will do that. Let's do that in a minute. What room are we in now?
This is our exam room. I do examinations in here. We do vital signs. Also take x-rays if they're medically indicated.
Okay. Now, there's also this x-ray machine. So the x-ray machine is the same kind of machine you might have, say, a broken leg x-rayed or something?
Exactly. It will x-ray just about any body part based on a patient's injury. So typically, x-rays are done right after some form of acute injury, like a work-related injury or automobile accident or sports injury. It will pick up fractures, and typically, after I read them, if there's a need to send those out to have an overread, that's certainly done as well.
Okay, and then so the person stands there. Is there a lead apron for the part you're not x-raying? Because, you know, we use lead aprons in the office all the time.
Yes, there is. I have lead aprons here. We also cover up, like, the gonads and the ovaries. If a female is pregnant, then we end up not taking those x-rays.
Good. Okay. So let me think. We have just a little bit of time before the break. How long does it take to do that eye test?
Less than 1 minute.
Okay. Okay. Where do I go?
Just right here, Doc, on the table.
Okay. So I'm going to sit down, and what do I have to do? Anything special?
No, just sit there, relax, and just give me your left arm.
Okay. The non-microphone arm.
Oh. I'm just going to push down and just match my resistance, okay, by pushing up.
Do you want to use my my good arm?
Doesn't really matter. We can do either.
Okay, go ahead.
So I would say that your arm is strong, which is good, okay? The next thing I'm going to do is just test both of your eyes. So look straight ahead for me, Doc.
Look, okay, over there? Okay.
Did you notice a difference?
Well, he pushed, and nothing. And then what'd you do? You blocked one eye and my arm went down?
Yes, I test a positive and a negative side of my hand, and basically when I turn my hand over on your right eye, your arm went weak. You can't even hold your arm up. Let me test the other eye, your left eye. That's strong. As soon as I go to your right eye, your arm goes weak. So it tells me that there's something creeping up on you with your eyesight on your right side.
Okay, can we try that with the other arm? Because no, I'm like, this is weird. Okay, I'm going to give him my other arm, and he's going to push down. Ready?
Patients always tell me the same thing. So I'm going to push down on your right arm. It's nice and strong. Okay, Doc, look straight ahead for me. I'm going to test your eyes.
Interesting. Okay, so when you cover up my right eye, my arm went down.
That's correct. And so what I would do next is grab the nutritional product that I think would help correct that. And if I put that product in your energy field or next to your body, your arm would go strong, and it would tell me that that product is energetically compatible, and that's the product that I would recommend just to help improve your eyesight.
Interesting. Okay. Now, we do a Dr. Kavicko's question of the day every day, and so I'm thinking a good question of the day would be, what is it that you would do to determine if I had TMJ disease?
There's different things that I would do. Initially, if the patient complains of jaw pain as a result of either distending their jaw down, or when they bite, when they eat, and there's a problem, or closing their mouth or grinding. So those are typical things that would lead me to look at the TMJ. So basically, if I stand in front of a patient and just ask them to just open up their jaw, what I would do visually is observe whether their jaw tracks straight down or whether it deviates to the left or right. And if there's a deviation, it tells me that there's probably a TMJ issue.
Okay, and so it's just a visual.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. So the question then of the day is probably going to be something like, what is the test Dr. Hicks would do to determine if a person had TMJ? So remember that. As you know, before we do the question of the day, the attorneys want you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
Okay, and let me remind you that today the winner will receive free flowers from Weistember Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. All right? That's free flowers from Weistember Florist. The question of the day is, Dr. Hicks feels that he can determine whether a person has temporomandibular joint disease by doing what? A, having a person bite down and checking for pain. B, palpating the area on the patient in front of their ears. Or C, having a patient open their mouth and looking to see if their jaw deflects upon opening. All right. The winner is going to receive free flowers from Weistember. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The phone number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. Go ahead and call now.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito. Make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko.
Ladies, the body you desire is only a few weeks away. New Leaf Health and Body will give you the look and confidence you crave in a matter of days rather than some hard-to-stick-with plan. There are also no harmful side effects or surgery, and it can be done on your schedule, not some personal trainers. The personalized program will shed inches and spot-reduce those trouble areas. The New Leaf program also provides the motivation to stay on track while delivering true, measurable results. Schedule your appointment today at 614-799-4610.
Ba-doobie-doop, get spirit.
Ah, buying local. Nothing is as deep down satisfying, except perhaps a large pizza. But buying local won't leave grease stains on your pants. When you need uniform rental services, corporate apparel, mats, mops, shop towels, and restroom supplies, come to the local experts at Spirit Services. We offer fast, face-to-face service and online shopping at GetSpirit.com. Swell gear, smart looks, and snappy service at Spirit.
GetSpirit.com.
Hi, it's Trisha Moore. When I created You at Your Best, it was not only to inspire myself, but you to change your lives for the better. We can't do it alone, right? I needed to choose a partner to help me, people with a history of success. I chose Premier at Sawmill Athletic Club. My trainer, James, and my group of fitness friends have given me solutions that make fitness work in my life. Stop thinking about where you should go. Make the call today. It's easy to see why Premier was voted number one fitness club in Columbus. Call for membership specials now. 336-CLUB, 336-2582.
Sie hören zu einer Rede über zahnärztliche Sachen mit Dr. Kvitko hier an Ihrer beliebtesten Station.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to Dr. Kvitko at AOL.com.
That's why I smile. It's been a while since every day and everything has felt this right. And now you turn it all around.
Okay, and we're back, and we are doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And we have four callers on the line, and what I want to do, sometimes when I don't have a guest, I just roll some dice, and that's how we determine who the winner is. But when I have a guest, I always ask the guest to pick a number from 1 to 4. So, Dr. Hicks, what number between 1 and 4 do you pick?
We'll pick number 3.
Okay, so number 3. Let's go to caller number 3.
Okay, that would be Cindy. Cindy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi there. Okay, let me restate the question, then we'll get your answer, okay? Dr. Hicks feels that he can determine whether a person has temporomandibular joint disease by doing what? A, having a person bite down and checking for pain. B, palpating the area on the patient in front of their ears. Or C, having a patient open their mouth and looking to see if their jaw deflects upon opening. What's the answer?
The answer I think you said was C.
C is the correct answer. Very good. Hey, thank you for calling. I have a question. What do you do for a living?
I work for the city of Columbus.
Okay. Well, that's neat. And we happen to be in Columbus, so how about that for coincidence? Anyway, hey, stay on the line and we'll get your information. And the other folks that called in, Sarah, Tim, and Karen, please call back next week. Okay. All right. Let's go back to my interview with Dr. Hicks.
While we were away and while we were doing Dr. Kavicka question of the day, Dr. Hicks said there's another way that he can determine if a person has TMJ. So tell me what that is, and let's try that on me.
All right. It's basically just a muscle test again. So I just put my hand in the area of the complaint, and again, I just test the indicator muscle, which is the deltoid muscle. If that deltoid muscle goes weak, it tells me there's a potential problem there. So I can do that anywhere on the body.
Okay. The deltoid muscle is in your arm, but where you're going to test my TMJ, and you can do that anywhere in the body the deltoid tells you?
Exactly.
Okay, so let's go ahead and tell me if I have TMJ.
All right. Let me have your arm again.
Okay. He's always pulling my arm. Okay. Okay, so I have my arm out.
Resist for me.
Okay. I'm resisting.
I'm going to test your TMJ here. Good. That's good. I'm going to test your neck and your spine. Now, that weakness tells me there's a little bit of a neck issue. Just resist for me again. Good. Middle back. There's low back issues. Okay. Resist. I'm going to test your knees. Your ankles. Those are good. Again, TMJs look good. A little bit of a neck problem and low back.
Now, is the neck problem side specific? So if you had an injury on the left side of your neck, for example, let's say somebody had a herniated disc, would you be able to tell which side or just that they had an issue?
Pretty much, if there's just an issue, we can localize just by having the patient touch a certain area. So I can do that with you as well. So if you want to touch the left side of your neck, the back part of your neck, or the other side, we can certainly do that. Another example would be, let's say a patient comes in with headaches. So I'd like to confirm where those headaches are, so they just touch that part of the head.
Okay. And is what you're doing something that all chiropractors do, or is this something that because you are also an acupuncturist, because you also have other training, that you're able to do that others aren't?
This is a little bit different. It's basically called applied kinesiology, or AK. So again, it's muscle testing just to let me know without having to draw blood or have a patient urinate. It's another testing form to quickly assess what's going on with a patient. And this is really powerful because sometimes, you know, we treat infants and little kids that really can't articulate what their problems are. So the mother brings the child in. The child typically sits in the parent's lap. And through energy muscle testing, I can really determine what's going on with the child just by doing the muscle testing.
Interesting. And what's interesting to me is the only thing you did was grab my hand. You didn't palpate the muscles. You didn't do anything other than just stand there. So how does that – is that a gift? Is that something you were taught?
No, this is part of some of the training, some of the postgraduate training that I received, basically in nutrition. So as an example, when you look straight ahead, I have a total health scan chart.
Okay.
And on that chart are different green dots located on the body. So those are different body reflex points.
Okay.
So I can test different points on the body that correlate to different organs and systems to determine how healthy you are.
All right. Now, do you deal, or is this when we get to the acupuncture discussion, in dermatomes?
Exactly. Basically, we use dermatomes in the physical exam part.
And you know what? Let me stop you. We better explain what a dermatome is.
A dermatome is basically a region of the body that correlates to a specific spinal level. So sometimes when a patient says that pain radiates down their arm, we can kind of figure out what level in the cervical spine, the neck, that correlates with that particular symptom.
Do you have a dermatome chart here?
I have one somewhere here in the office. I think it's in my back office.
All right. So, folks, you can look this up online. It's called dermatome, just like it sounds. And if you've ever had an instance where, I don't know, you were scratching the left side of your wrist or something, and you got a feeling all the way up in the side of your head, up by your ear or something, it's all connected. There's this whole pathway. and it's something they taught us in dental school, and I know the physicians are familiar with it, and it's just how that area is connected somehow. Okay, now we want to continue the tour, so we're going to leave this is the primary exam room, the one with the x-ray machine, and it has a scale, and I imagine when somebody steps on the scale, you tell everybody here how much they weigh?
They pretty much know. Sometimes they don't really want to know, and what we do basically is go one step beyond just weighing them. We also calculate their BMI, their body mass index,
okay,
to determine how much weight ideally they should be at.
Okay. Now we've stepped across the hall, and we're in a room that, tell me about this room.
This is a dual room. Basically, we do a rehab and exercise right in front of us here. So we do forms of low-tech rehab with bands, also heavy-duty isotonic progressive machines that help rehabilitate the low back, the abs, and the neck area after injuries. And then we have an aerobic bike to help a patient warm up for their exercise and get the blood circulating. I have a trampoline, a mini trampoline, that just really helps with lymphatic flow. Also have Swiss balls, which patients can sit on and perform their exercises. I have stretch bands that will also help increase their range of motion and flexibility. And then I have a device called a Body Vibe. It's a vibration plate that takes about 10 minutes of exercise. And when you get on that vibration plate, it engages for about 10 minutes, and 10 minutes is equal to jogging 4 miles. So it's pretty...
4 miles or for a mile?
4 miles.
4 miles.
So there's a list of benefits that's on the wall. So when the patient's on the platform, they can read all the different benefits that they can derive as a result of getting on vibration.
So essentially, although you gave like a real fancy name for all these machines, it looks like a physical therapy room.
Yes, we call it in the chiropractic world just physiotherapies. But this is rehabilitation, and this is primarily what we use at the very end of a patient's care after they've been injured. So once strengthening has occurred and they're ready for the heavy-duty, progressive, isotonic machines, you can see the different weights that patients can progress on for their abs and low back to really strengthen up their back, their hips, their abs, and their neck area.
Do you ever employ physical therapists to help out in this room, or who monitors this while you're in the back doing exams? Do you have somebody that kind of takes care of this room?
Basically, I have one staff person that monitors this room and puts patients on therapies and monitors the exercises. I also am in this area just to supervise exercises and show the patients what they need to do.
Okay. Okay, this Body Vibe machine kind of got my interest.
Want to get on there?
Okay, sure, I'll get on it.
It's gonna vibrate now.
So I have to hold on?
Just a little bit. It's not traumatic or anything.
Oh, it's... very interesting. It's my feet, the pad that's on my feet, goes left to right. Of course, it's shaking me to death. this would like stir your drink, right?
Yeah, it would.
I'm starting to sound like that. Okay, so it says it increases circulation, stimulates lymphatics, reduces cellulite, liquefies fat, improves balance, decreases cortisol, increases endurance. Non-impact exercise increases serotonin, increases bone density, increases muscle mass, increases cellular oxygen, loosens joints and muscles, decreases fluid retention, speeds trauma or stroke recovery, increases HGH, which is human growth hormone, and testosterone production. It's hard to talk when I'm shaking. 10 minutes equals 4 miles of jogging, contracts and relaxes muscles 50 times per second. Wow, that's pretty cool. Okay, probably better turn it on. That's okay, and it kind of slow goes a little. Reminds me of that exercise machine, the one with the belt that you saw from the 50s.
It's like that, but the only problem with something with a belt that vibrates is that, in theory, you really can't spot reduce. So what this vibration device does, it really vibrates the entire body from your ankles, your toes, all the way up to the top of your head. It's very powerful.
Interesting. Okay. All right, so let's go to the next room. I'm following Dr. Hicks. So we're leaving what I call the physical therapy room, and he's calling the physiotherapy room. And now we are into, what is this?
This is our second massage room.
Second massage room. Now, what's that thing on the floor? It looks like something I could polish my car with.
It's a vibration device. So when a patient is face down on the table, the massage therapist just picks this device up and just turns that on, and it vibrates. So again, what that does, it just helps relax the muscles as the patient prepares for their massage.
Okay. All right. And each room has a little light in the corner, and so I assume at some point you turn off the overhead lights and just almost have it mood lighting?
That's correct.
Okay, so people can relax.
Exactly.
Okay. Let's see. We have. Let's go to the next room.
Doc, this is my adjusting room. Patients come in here. This is basically the last station that patients come to, and this is where I perform their adjustments on my adjusting table.
So this is where you have your desk, but you also have this table in here. Are you sure you're not just using this to take naps?
I never have time for a nap.
Okay, and we've got some interesting things. One of the things that got my attention is over here. What is this? It looks like a mask. It looks like something from a movie. Tell me what this is.
Doc, actually, instead of doing a facial rejuvenation with acupuncture needles, I now have a mask that lights up. It's LED lights, and it's basically for women, sometimes men, but basically women that want to help remove their wrinkles.
Oh, really? I don't know any of those. No, they're all over the place. So, no, this looks like a welder's mask where the face shield has been taken off and it's been replaced with a clear plastic grid, and then there's this latticework, if you will, of all these little LED lights. Looks like there's an opening for the eyes. So do they wear sunglasses or something?
There's an eye shield that they put on.
An eye shield. And how long would somebody wear that, and how long would it take to truly eliminate wrinkles?
Basically, the therapy is about 20 to 25 minutes. And the length of time or duration that a patient would need to utilize that really depends on how significant their wrinkles are and what their goals are.
Okay. How about if their goal is to look 20 again?
It may take some time.
Like 20 years?
Hopefully not that long.
Okay. Looks like we have to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Dr. Hicks. He's got all kinds of neat machines in here. And I'm learning a lot, so I hope you are too. Stay with me. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita.
Hi, it's Trisha Moore. When I created You at Your Best, it was not only to inspire myself, but you to change your lives for the better. We can't do it alone, right? I needed to choose a partner to help me, people with a history of success. I chose Premier at Sawmill Athletic Club. My trainer, James, and my group of fitness friends have given me solutions that make fitness work in my life. Stop thinking about where you should go. Make the call today. It's easy to see why Premier was voted number one fitness club in Columbus. Call for membership specials now. 336-CLUB, 336-2582.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go? Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we have thousands of happy patients. Stop in and see our before and after pictures. Call us at 262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates. I'm going to love you with my hands that show me your teeth.
Tell me when.
Show me your teeth.
Open your mouth, boy.
Show me your teeth.
Show me what you got.
Show me your teeth.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We are at the office of Dr. James E. Hicks, Doctor of Chiropractic Medicine, and also acupuncturist. Would that be correct?
Well, we can't label ourselves as acupuncturists in the state of Ohio.
Oh, you can't? Okay.
No, but I can just say that I was the very first chiropractor that was certified to perform needle acupuncture in the state of Ohio. But we can say that we are certified to perform needle acupuncture. We just cannot call ourselves a licensed acupuncturist.
Okay. Okay. Now, we were talking about that mask that works on wrinkles, and then as we were getting ready to leave your primary exam room, I spotted this little doll. So tell me about this doll.
This is Rosie. Rosie helps me out on occasion to better explain how energy medicine works and how electrical or magnetic our bodies are.
She looks a little bit like a Cabbage Patch Kid. She has a little bonnet. And she's very cute and bright blue eyes. And so what you do is you use this for children, right?
Yes, I do. I primarily use it for the parents to help them understand how all this muscle testing works.
Okay, so let's do a demonstration. You have the child hold her hand like I am.
Actually, the mother's holding Rosie's hand, and then I'm also holding Rosie's hand. Then I take my free hand and just touch the mother's body. And when I do that, it completes a circuit, and then Rosie sings.
Oh, and when you take your hand off, she stops.
That's correct.
Oh, so you can rap too.
Yeah, it does that.
Okay, and that allows you to then examine the child and tell what's going on in the child who can't speak for themselves?
That's correct, because, again, infants and little kids know that there's a problem. The mother knows there's a problem, but the child really can't articulate what's going on or what exactly their pain and discomfort is. So basically, when the child or infant sits in the parent's lap, I can do a muscle test and just point to the child's body and really figure out what it is. And in most cases, it has something to do with digestion.
Okay. And, okay, we're going to put Rosie down. We don't want her to fall. Now, you also showed me this chart, and I'm going to have you make a copy, if you will, for me to take home and kind of study. But it's a chart that, the indication is that if you have a problem with a certain tooth, it helps a chiropractic physician determine that a patient may have problems in other parts of their body, correct?
That is correct. It's another tool that I use for total overall wellness of a patient. Because a lot of times, I would say that all chiropractors are very successful at treating their patients and getting them well. But sometimes we do run into some problem or complex cases with patients. So we don't always hit a home run with them. We end up trying to figure out what part of the puzzle is still missing. So these are the kind of things or tools that I use to help determine, you know, is it toxicity? Is there something going on with a particular tooth or another organ structure that's impacting their overall health?
Do you ever just look in their mouth? Because when I look in their mouth, and you'd be amazed at how many people come in with missing teeth, rotten teeth, you know, they're broken off, they're decayed, chipped. I mean, that's a pretty good indicator that that things aren't right.
Exactly. I do look in the mouth on occasion. Again, if I have to be an investigative type a doctor, I look into the mouth and look at where cavities might be or fillings and determine whether a filling might be an issue for a patient.
Okay. Now, we are a little bit short of time. I think we have about 3 minutes, so let's make sure that we don't miss anything. We have a couple more rooms we want to see, right? One is this room, which is?
This is our wellness room where we do detoxification. We have an infrared sauna here.
Infrared sauna, so it's a wooden box. And somebody sits in there and you shine an infrared light on them?
Well, it has infrared sensors in the device itself. It just turns on, heats up, and then helps detoxify the body. The other thing that we do is I do color therapy, primarily for kids that are ADD, ADHD, or autistic. Adults can do this. We can use it for adults as well. I have a massage chair here. I have a foot bath detox where a patient can sit and relax. Their feet are in a bucket of water, and we can help detoxify different organs in their body.
Wow. From just the color of glasses they're wearing?
This is color therapy, so primarily for emotional type work. So
oh, okay, that's the ADHD and so on.
So
what were you about to say?
I can demonstrate that as well. I do muscle testing to figure out what color glass a patient needs to wear to help them out.
Oh, okay.
Then I also have a device here. It's called the mind machine. So basically we can work on the subconscious to help improve someone, their self-confidence, any fears or phobias that they have, for weight loss, quit smoking, and so forth.
Okay, that sounds cool. And how long does somebody stay in the sauna?
The infrared sauna typically is a 30-minute service.
All right. And then what do we have down here? We have another room.
This last room basically is where I perform needle acupuncture, also relaxation. We just bring a patient in depending on what they're here for.
Can I see one of the needles?
Sure.
Okay. And I'll tell you what, that's the biggest complaint we get as dentists from people that we haven't even seen yet is, I hate the needle. But people will come and let you put that in them, and it's an inch long, you said?
It's an inch long. I have shorter needles for different areas of the body or the hand.
What gauge is it?
I believe it's a 34.
A 34, okay. I think the smallest one I have is a 30. Yeah, I don't see a gauge on it. But this you have to get in China?
No, actually there's a manufacturer or a facility here in the United States where I purchase all my needles from.
And this is not hollow, right? It's a solid?
It's solid stainless steel needle.
Okay. And how many of those would you put on somebody? Let's say you determined I had neck pain. like you did earlier, or you assumed I have neck issues, which, by the way, you're right. Anyway, but you knew that. Okay, so how many of those would you put in me, and how long would this treatment take?
Typically, a treatment is about 30 minutes or an hour, depending on what the patient would like to do, because I can do the back part where they're face down, and then the last 30-minute segment, I can turn them over onto their back and treat the front part of the body. But typically, if someone has back pain or neck pain, everyone's a little bit different, so the number of needles will depend on what they're coming in for.
Okay. And how many treatments does it take? You just come in once, you place the needles in the appropriate parts, and then they're healed?
Not exactly. It really depends on what their goals are. So a lot of times folks are typically afraid of needles, so what I recommend that they do is do a procedure called four gates, where I only put four needles in their body so they can get at least acclimated to what acupuncture is, and I explain what it does. So basically I put four needles in, which is called large intestine 4, LI4, on both hands, and then liver 3, which is located between the big toe and the second toe. So I put four needles
in. That one sounds scary.
Not really. They're very, very gentle. So that's a way of getting the patient acclimated. After we do that first session, then I typically recommend a package of 6 visits or 12 visits.
Okay, I couldn't resist because I've heard so much about acupuncture, seen it depicted on TV and whatnot, but I've never experienced it. So I've asked Dr. Hicks to insert one of these acupuncture needles, and I'm going to be honest, and if I scream, I'm going to scream into the microphone, but you're going to do it into, you said, L4?
It's called LI4, which is large intestine 4, which is the fourth point, acupuncture point, on the large intestine meridian.
Okay. And he's putting it in between my thumb and my first finger. You're kidding. That's it? That was it?
That was it, Doc.
Wait a minute. We got to get a picture of this. I'm going to turn off the microphone and get my camera out and take a picture. So that's all the farther it goes in.
We can go in a little bit further. I can tweak it, but basically that's it. And just flick it right into the underneath the skin there.
Okay, interesting. All right. Well, see, I'm proud of myself now. I've now had an acupuncture needle. In fact, it's still stuck in me. Okay. Well, we're going to get a picture of this. We'll put it up on the website, and you can see that I was a very brave patient. Okay. So how would somebody reach you if they're interested in coming here? And tell me all the pertinent information.
There's different ways that a patient can get a hold of us. One is by calling us by phone. Our phone number is 614-864-1611. I also have a website, and that's www.hicksdc.com. We're also on Facebook. We have a business page there, and it's just Hicks Chiropractic and Healing Arts Center. So if they go to that Facebook page, there's a lot of information that they can glean for diet, nutrition, exercise, weight loss, and things of that nature.
And your office hours?
Office hours, basically we're open 3.5 days a week. We're closed on Friday and the weekend. We're open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday from 8 to 12:30, 2:30 until 6. Tuesdays are a half a day. We start at 8 o'clock and then close at 12:30.
Okay, very good. Well, I really appreciate you coming in, opening up your office for me on a Saturday morning, especially now that I know you're not open Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, so I've interrupted your vacation.
Not really. This was a pleasure.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Hicks. We really appreciate having you on the show, and maybe we can do it again sometime.
Exactly. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
State ascoltando Dentally Speaking con il dottor Kvitko, qui sulla vostra radio preferita.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? You should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like this.
What's your favorite color? What's your...
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Ba-doo-ba-doo, get spirit.
Spirit.
Ah, buying local. Nothing is as deep down satisfying, except perhaps a large pizza. But buying local won't leave grease stains on your pants. When you need uniform rental services, corporate apparel, mats, mops, shop towels, and restroom supplies, come to the local experts at Spirit Services. We offer fast, face-to-face service and online shopping at GetSpirit.com. Swell gear, smart looks, and snappy service at Spirit.
GetSpirit.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Have years of coffee, tea, or smoke darkened your teeth? Do you remember when your smile was white and bright? Would you like to recapture the days when your smile lit up the room? Call us at 262-9588 and let us help you turn back the clock.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
I'm Grandpa! And I go to Dr. Kavitko and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
You know I can't smile without you. I can't smile without you.
All right, we're back. Thank you for joining me here today. We only have a few seconds left. Let me remind folks that on September 14th, 8:30 in the morning, we'll be holding the 7th annual Dr. Kavitko Golf Classic. It's $100 per person, $400 for a team. Proceeds to benefit the Dr. Kavitko Charitable Fund, which we use to put on our charitable dental events. So it's a very worthwhile cause, and we'll make sure you have a lot of fun. All right, you've been listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. We'll be back here at 8 every Sunday at 8, so please join me.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.